Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're with Dr. Harris. Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter show. We're broadcasting off of the West Coast. That's right, the West Coast. Fresno, California, better known as Mississippi Fresno. That's right, I called it. I name it and I claim it. That's how I do it. I keep it real. I keep it 100. I'd like to give a shout out to everyone across the world. Man, it's a lot of stuff going on with this. What is that thing called? The sickness, the
corona.
Man, is that biological? Is that biological warfare that we're dealing with right now? Man, I don't know what it is, but you know what? We're just going to keep it real, going to keep it 100. And, you know, we just going to keep it moving, you know. I ran for mayor of Fresno. I want to thank everybody for their support. There's a lot of, what can I say, a lot of pros and cons about me getting in a race. But, you know, I told someone the ancestors told me to get in a race. How about that? The ancestors, that's right, my ancestors. I'm talking about the ones that was enslaved over 400 years in America, brought on the slave ships. A lot of them did not make it. They were dumped overboard. Sharks ate them. And so we'll never forget about our ancestors that this country killed and murdered them. People who, just a humble people, made to work from sun up to sun down. On plantations. And so, you know, every time I go to the ocean, I give honor to my ancestors who died, who was murdered. Those ancestors who made it to the shores of America, and those ancestors who was put on plantations to work from sun up to sun down, to work for free. We built this country. Black folks have. We invented everything that you see in this country, but we receive no credit for it. So, you know, we're just going to keep it real, keep it 100. A lot of you know I've been down sick with the pneumonia, still trying to get my strength back. Thank you all for your prayers and et cetera. You all know that I'm an international civil rights leader. I've been doing this type of work for over 30-something years. It's not a popularity contest, folks. It's about speaking truth, justice, and liberation to our people and to our community. And that's how I do it, you know. See the right or wrong. We're tired of living in a community right now of Fresno that my community has to continue to live in the highest concentration of poverty. We have a rendering plant that's still operating in West Fresno illegally called Darling. We've had mayors who've come through here, Jim Patterson, Alan Autry, Swearington, Lee Brand. You know, the plant's still operating illegally. Who cares about that? Every day I have to smell dead animals each and every day. Where's the equality in Fresno? You know, we know North Fresno is living large, economic development, businesses growing, Southeast is growing, Northwest is growing, Northeast is growing. But what about West Fresno? We're the forgotten area here in Fresno. So you need messengers like myself who's going to speak truth to power. And that's right. I put my fists up and I put it up every day until I die. That fist right there, the fist of liberation. That's what the Black Panthers did. See, nobody wants to talk about why the Black Panthers was assassinated. Nobody wants to talk about how the Black Panther Party, now America wanted to make you think that the Black Panther Party was a bunch of thugs, was a bunch of young men and women who just went around, had nothing else better to do but walk around with guns. No, they walked around with guns to protect their women, to protect their children, and to protect their community. But it was old Ronald Reagan at the time who was the governor of California. I seen the clips when the Black Panthers walked past him on the West Steps into the Capitol and read the memorandum on the West Steps and told them Don't come back into Oakland killing our people. We had a constitutional right to protect ourselves. But what did Ronald Reagan do? He ran and passed legislation that black men couldn't carry guns unless we got permission from white folk. While you assassinating black men, Huey P. Newton, and all those men and women during that time, shooting up the Black Panther office and headquarters and all that stuff. See, we have a short memory. The police department that you love today, that you just glorify, that they bring hot dogs and bounce houses out to your community. They don't bring bounce houses out into white community. I don't even see them bringing bounce houses out into North Fresno. White folks wouldn't put up with it. We don't need for you to mentor our children. That's our job as parents, to mentor our children. So we just put that disclaimer out there. You know, the Poor People's Campaign came to Fresno. I organized that with a lot of great people around me. We talked about poverty. We talked about homelessness. But check this out, though. Let me tell y'all something. So the Poor People's Campaign came to Fresno. Reverend Barber on the East Coast is a national leader. And we had children, young adults, who helped me put a letter together and to send to all of the politicians here in Fresno, Lee Brand, all the city council, the board of supervisors, asking them to come and listen to poor people. And we had chairs out. We had chairs out and all that type of stuff. And do you know, not one, not two, not three, nobody from the Fresno City Council came to listen to the people and our babies and our children to talk about the hardship that they're going through as a people, the hardship of living in poverty in a community right now. But check this out. California Ag, agriculture is the number one in the nation for its produce. But Fresno is the second in the nation living in poverty. Isn't something wrong with that picture? And even the board of supervisors didn't even show up. And we sent all them letters. So who are they representing? Who do they represent? So you can perpetrate a fraud and think that you're going to sell me a cup of tea for a cup of, well, I'm a preacher, I ain't going to say it. But you get my drift. See, you want to hoodwink the people in Fresno to think that it's okay to be poor. It's okay to not live in decent housing. It's okay to have, listen, let me tell you who the people is responsible for the homeless situation in Fresno. Alan Autry, the city council at that time. Then Swearington came in. City council at that time. And so then the homeless community had to file a $2.3 million lawsuit against the city of Fresno for violating the human and constitutional right. Mm-hmm. Now, you're put there. You take oath to protect the Constitution of the most vulnerable people. You violated them. And the same man who was now running for mayor named Jerry Dyer, who was the chief of police at that time, was there on the scene ready to arrest homeless people, to arrest activists for standing up for our homeless community. And now he wants to be your mayor. Ain't that something? How do you flip the script like that quick? I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. See, Fresno... I'm different from most people. I don't blame Dyer for what he's doing. I mean, he has some responsibility for policy and, you know. But when I look at the votes that Dyer, I'm going to look at the votes right now. Dyer, 43,537 votes. Those are people who I blame. I don't blame Dyer. It's the 43,537 votes. Because, see, check this out. Let's keep it 100. Dyer said that he didn't know that his right-hand man, deputy chief, wasn't selling narcotics and drugs in our community. Just because, see, we're going to have another show about this week. So I'm just, I don't know, maybe somebody got on here and didn't know what was going on. You have a chief of police who been the California president, escalates all over the world. He brags about, you know, how he has the biggest department and has the biggest budget, and he's proud of that. Yeah. He said that he knows who's selling drugs in my community. Yeah. This is just this Chief Dyer now, the one that's got 43,537 votes. Maybe y'all don't believe me. I'm going to show you. Maybe y'all saying, Harris, you full of it. You know, you still sick. I'm going to show it to you. Jerry Dyer, 43,537 votes. Now, I wasn't lying. Now, your chief been under 3 or 4 mayors. I think he was under Audrey, Swearington, and Lee Brand for a little bit, right? So what I don't understand is how do your chief of police, former chief of police, let me put it right, former chief of police, can say to the Fresno community and the world that I know who the gangbangers are all over Fresno. I'm talking about Dyer now. I know who's doing the shooting. I know who's selling dope. I know who got guns. I know all of that. And I'm going to send my informants out, and I'm going to send my SWAT team out. I'm going to raid homes. I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to clean up the community. That's what your chief of police said. I'm going to clean up the Fresno community. I'm going to clean up the black gangs. I'm going to clean it up, clean it up, clean. That's all you're going to hear. Oh, we're going to take the community back. This is under your chief of police, Jerry Dyer, who has, again, 43,537 votes running for mayor of Fresno. But his right-hand deputy chief, that's number two, right up under him, says, is out here, got busted by the FBI, and then your chief says, I didn't know he was doing that. But wait a minute. But you know who's selling drugs in my neighborhood. Well, we can say now we know who was selling the drugs in the neighborhood. It was someone that was working under you, supposedly, and the FBI busting him. So to me, as a taxpayer, that makes you incompetent, Jerry Dyer. You do not control your police department, but now you want to be our mayor? See, I don't blame Jerry Dyer. I don't blame him. I blame the 43,537 people who was corrupt, knowing that this man is incompetent, couldn't run a police department, got people selling drugs in our community, right up under his nose, his right-hand man, his cabinet people. People voted for Jerry Dyer. I wonder if any of you that's watching right now, listening to my words, wonder did you vote for him? So I'm not even going to get into all this him and this little girl. I'm not even on that page. I'm talking strictly incompetency. I'm talking strict policy now. You know, y'all can get on that wave with the little girl. That's y'all thing. I'm talking about how. Now, let's flip the script now. What if the black man was the chief of police and Dyer was the deputy chief and Dyer got busted for selling illegal substance in our community? Do you think that the white folk here in Fresno will allow a black chief of police to say, oh, you can still run the city? As a matter of fact, you can still run for mayor. It's okay. See, when you're white, you're right. When you're black, go sit in the back. See, it's the same philosophy we're still dealing with today, see. I just happen to be one that's not scared like most of you. I serve a God that I'm not scared of anything. I'm just talking truth for now. I'm not making none of this up. This is a strict truth right now. So I don't even know how I got on that topic, Dyer, tonight. I guess because I had it up on the screen and something said talk about it a little bit. But I am in third place. I'm in third place. If you don't believe me, go to the Fresno County election. So it ain't over yet. The party's not over yet. See, we file late. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people running for mayor. My campaign filed late. And we have 1,927 people voted for me. That got to mean something, that somebody believes in who I am and what I stand for. And I'm going to deal with, you know, the House Negroes and all this other stuff. Okay, I'm going to deal with all this stuff. You know, y'all sent out y'all little, you know, paid staff to try to discredit me on Facebook. It's okay. I got it. I'll see you. I'm going to deal with that at a later date. But I just don't understand the 43,537 people who will vote for a man who is incompetent to run his police department, saying he's going to clean up the community and his department is selling drugs in our community. I don't get it. And you don't even have a black preacher in this city holding him accountable. I don't understand. Because if the chief of police was black and did that, trust me, he would have been ran out of town.
That's right.
Period. So we're going to get into the show tonight. We're going to be talking about, I think on Thursday night, we're going to be talking about the race, the mayor race and all that stuff. And so y'all tune in for Thursday night, because it's going down Thursday night. We're going to be talking about the mayor race, but we're going to be talking about the slavery and the origin of American police. So today I took Dyer picture and I took a slave patrol badge and I put them side by side like that. And man, it started a lot of conversation. In regards to what that meant, right? We have to understand that the police departments, right, across America came from slavery. Okay? Now, I know many of you don't want to hear that, but I'm just telling you the truth. Look it up yourself. It came from slavery. It came from the plantation master with bloodhounds, which we call canine dogs today, the bloodhounds chasing slaves through the woods. I should have put that patch on there so you guys could have seen that. But go to my Facebook. You'll see the patch. I'm sorry I didn't put it on so you guys could see the picture. It says slave. It said slave patrol. That's what it said. Okay. So this mindset that we're dealing with today with police comes from slavery. Why do you think the police assassinated the Black Panther Party in Oakland? Because it was an ideology that when you see black, we got to assassinate black. But what was good about the Black Panther Party is the old saying, if you want to hide something from a Negro, put it in a book. But see, the Black Panther Party knew how to read. They knew how to read the Constitution, the white man's Constitution. See, black people didn't make the Constitution. Am I right or wrong about it? Black people was not there at the table saying, well, I think the Constitution should say this, or say that, or say this, or say that. No, white men made the Constitution to benefit them, to be superior over women. I ain't forgetting the women, because the women played a major role here in America. The black woman. See, Harriet Tubman and Sir John of Truth and Rosa Parks, and it just keeps going on. Fannie Lou Hamer. See, a black woman played a major role in the liberation of her community and her black children and her black men. That's why on the pictures, I put the rotating of the mother holding her baby in chains. So let me read a little bit of this real quick. The birth and development of American police can be traced to a multitude of historical, legal, political, economic conditions. The institution of slavery and the control of minorities, however, were two of the more historic features of American society shaping early policing. Slave patrol at night, slave patrol and night watch, which later became the modern police department, were both designed to control the behavior of the minorities. For example, you got some folks in my studio getting ready to leave, so y'all bear with me. All right.
Okay.
Y'all take care now. All right. So my point is that, you know, we're having all these issues that's going on in America. Black men being gunned down. Black men and brown people being shot in the back, shot in the head. So I asked a question one day. I said, well, how come white folks ain't getting shot in the back? How come white kids are not being shot in the back at the same speed as black children and black men? Why don't we see that?
Nicholas?
Why don't we see that in other cultures? Okay. Why don't we see that? I mean, what is community policing?
Okay, Nick, I'll see you later, man.
I mean, what is it? I mean, the Black Panther Party, we policed our own community. We didn't need cops to come and police us. We policed ourselves. I mean, I really don't understand what's going on with this police stuff. You driving while black, you get shot. Sandra Bland, Eric Gart, you get shot. My brother down in Oakland, his nephew gets killed. And the bark. When are we going to say enough is enough? I mean, when are we going to say that? Because I'm going to tell you right now, y'all living in Fresno, you're living in a very dangerous town. Very dangerous. It cares not. Listen, I know cases right now where Fresno PD planted guns on our young black men. I know cases right now. I've been profiled by Fresno PD. My children at gunpoint, all of us at gunpoint, in the car. They don't care about what church you go to and what God you believe in, if you believe in God or not. They don't care. All they see is a black person. See, let me tell y'all something. I wish, you know what? I'm going to play it for y'all so y'all can see that Alan Autry, the former Chief Dyer, supported the language of calling blacks terrorists. So I'm going to play it for you. Because see, why do y'all think I'll be making this up? I'm going to play it for you. See if I can find it real quick. Okay, here it is right here. I'm going to play this for you. I'm going to play this for you because I want you to really see what I'm talking about, y'all. This government here in Fresno has called blacks terrorists. So you wonder why when you drive in the streets. Now, who is this right here? This is Elizabeth Egan. I think she gone now. Who is this? This is Alan Autry. Who is this? Cynthia Sterling. This whole press conference right here was to call blacks terrorists. I'm going to play it for you like two or three times. Because, see, white people think that they can just call black people names and it's cool. And the only known terrorist in America is the Ku Klux Klan. So we're going to play it for you.
Make no mistake about it. They are terrorists. They are as much a terrorist as those people are.
Now, I want you to understand right here, this is Chief Dyer. Dyer, who now want to run for mayor, if you look at him and his body posture, he was laughing. Cynthia Sterling here in the back, you see her hand on her head saying like, what the hell did he just say? You see Elizabeth Egan here. I think that's Elizabeth Egan. Is that Elizabeth Egan? I think that's Elizabeth Egan. Yeah, that's her. She's smiling. You got cops in the back, you got the FBI here, you got Homeland Security, you got all these people here. And then you got this cat Duncan right here who was running for mayor at the time but wanted to use black people as political guinea pigs to run for office. So he said, oh, they're terrorists. They're terrorists. Now, when he say they terrorists, he's talking about black people. So white people in Fresno can call blacks terrorists, and it's okay. But is it okay for a black man or a black woman to call whites terrorists? So I've been dealing with this for many, many years. This is nothing new to me. And I really want you to look at how Dyer starts laughing.
Make no mistake about it. They are terrorists. They are as much a terrorist.
Did you see Dyer laugh? Did you see him laugh? Let me make it bigger. You see, Egan over here, she's laughing. Cynthia Sterling, who was supposed to be representing the black community, her eyes buck like a deer. She's wiping her head. She's sweating. See, all this is a joke. It's a joke. I'm going to play it again. Because I want you to understand who y'all voting for.
Make no mistake about it. They are terrorists. They are as much a terrorist as those people in Iraq that are blowing up innocent people.
Wow, really? Did y'all see Dyer laugh? One more time. There's Alan Autry over here. Egan, Dyer, even Henry T. Perez Jr. was here in this press conference. This whole press conference was to go against black people.
No mistake about it. They are terrorists. They are as much a terrorist as those people in Iraq that are blowing up innocent people.
Play a little bit more.
Today, Operation Westside is being launched. Operation Westside is a multi-pronged approach with a very simple goal of elimination of gangs.
Elimination of gangs. That's a pretty deep word to eliminate our children.
Southwest Fresno. That is a simple goal, but it's going to take a lot of work. Operation Westside will consist of four major components: target-specific enforcement, the aggressive use of technology, intervention and prevention, and yes, community involvement.
He forgot community involvement means informants. That's what he meant by that.
Effective today, the department will deploy a new tactical unit specifically designed to eliminate West Fresno gang activity.
Well, it's interesting. I've never heard him say that he's going to eliminate the Bulldog Gang, nor has I ever heard him ever say that he called the Bulldog Gangs terrorists. But it's okay to call black gangs terrorists. So why you don't call the Hmong gangs terrorists? Only blacks gangs are terrorists? Look, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all can play with this if you want to.
West Fresno.
But I'm going to tell you like this here. We're not playing with this. We're dealing with lies right now, okay? We're dealing with lies right now. And listen. We can go from story to story to story to story and talk about how many unarmed people have been shot and murdered by Fresno PD up under Dyer's watch. See, it's a mentality from slavery. That's what I'm trying to get everybody to understand. Go read. You know, one thing I figured out in this mayor race, people don't like to read. We're the most laziest people on this planet. We don't like to read. We do not like to read as a people. We always want someone to tell us who to vote for. We want someone to, go vote for this person. Go vote for that person. Go vote for this person. But we never tell people, why don't you go do research on that person and make your own mind up of what you think this person is a good representative for you or not. What's so wrong with that? I don't like Muppets and puppets around me. I want people to use their own brain. I don't want people voting for me just because this brother here said vote for Harris or this sister here says vote for Harris. I want someone to vote for me because they know what I stand for. And everybody know in this city what I stand for. Everybody know that. Everybody know that. So if you want to question my loyalty to Fresno, then you better do your research. because I ain't compromised not one time to sell our community out to the power structure. Not one time have I sold out. Many of you have sold out. Just a disclaimer, people have asked me to sell out during the mayor race. I said it'll never happen. Because I'm a real man. I'm a real revolutionary. I stand for justice, equality, freedom, and liberation for all people. So I will never sell out my people or my community. Like some of you have. And I know who you are. I know who you are. There's going to be a time where I'm going to call you all out by name. But the time ain't now for that. But understand that, again, the history of policing comes from slavery. Do you think we had deputy chiefs and lieutenants and whatever terminology you want to use for police in their department? Do you think we had it back in 1921, Tulsa, Oklahoma? Do you really think black people had a police during that time? No, white folks came over and policed our community and went back and policed their community. Do you think we had police in 1940? Really? Do your research. Go read. Go research. Do you think we had police during the 1960s in Oakland, California? When J. Edgar Hoover and all of them sent out these cops to assassinate the Black Panther Party. Do you think we had a police on the force? Yeah, we did. They might have not carried a gun, but there was an informant. Look up informants and see how the U.S. goes. Listen, some of you may know that. Go do your research. Again, Dr. King. Oh, Dr. King, rolling over in his grave right now. I just feel me. Dr. King, photographer, was an informant. See, we have informants in Fresno. Dyer has a lot of paid informants. District attorney has a lot of paid informants. It's 9 o'clock, my bedtime. We're going to be doing this for the rest of the week. But I just want to thank all of the 1,000 I want to thank the 1,927 people. 1,927 people. And I know this number is going to go up. Who voted for me March 3rd? See, everybody played me for a joke. So I'm really disappointed in a lot of progressive community folk. I know who you are. I know who you are. I worked with you over many, many years. And I see where your loyalty lies. Your loyalty doesn't lie with people who are proving themselves. But it's okay. But I want to thank the 1,927 people who believed in me and not the others. Because that 1,927 people, we're a powerful group. Trust me. We're powerful. And it ain't over yet. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. I'm going to leave this with you. As you know, the time change. Here's your homework. And then I got a statement. And I want you to inbox me the answer. That's right. 1,927. And it's going to go up. Not willing to compromise their integrity. You're correct, sister. You're correct. We're nothing to play with. People in Fresno is nothing to play with. You want a toy, go to Walmart. They got a toy section you can play with. But you're not going to play with the people in Fresno anymore. Here's your homework. I want you to go and research. Because I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to go research, and I want you to inbox me and tell me how did police originate in America. That's your homework. That's your homework for tonight. I want you to tell me how did police in America originate in America, and I want you to inbox me on my Facebook, and I want you to give me the answer. Because if you give me the answer, I know that you went and read it. Now, I'm going to play this press conference one more time, and I'm going to give you my last statement. Uh-oh. Turn my light on. How did I do that? Okay, I'm over here messing up. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, I'm going to play this press conference for y'all. This is Jerry Duncan right here, who is running for mayor. I believe this is Egan. This is Audrey. Cynthia Sterling. Henry T. Perea. This press conference was called specifically for black, supposed to be gangs. And listen to what they said.
And make no mistake about it, they are terrorists. They are as much a terrorist as those people in Iraq that are blowing
okay.
Operation.
Stop everything. Did you see Elizabeth Egan, this was the head DA at the time, start smiling when Duncan called blacks terrorists? Now, you got black police officers here in the background. To show you how much respect that Dyer had, Duncan had, Egan had, and Alan Autry, and Cynthia's wife with her forehead like, what the hell did they just say? You got black police officers in the background. Look at that. Now, I want you to look at their face. I want you to look at their face again.
Make no mistake about it. They are terrorists. They are as much a terrorist.
Did you see Dyer laugh? I'm going to put this closer here because this is serious business right now. Did you see Dyer laugh? Let's play it over. Last time. I want you to see him laugh. He's the one who want to be your mayor. Another white man is calling blacks terrorists. I apologize. His light is on Cynthia Sterling. I don't know how to cut it off. They got a new phone. But watch Dyer laugh. Watch him. Just watch him. See, y'all think that Harris is always talking about police. No, I'm just showing you what they're doing behind your back. You ain't got another preacher to show you that. Now, just watch Dyer laugh. Now, Elizabeth over here, watch the cursor. She's smiling already. Look at her. Here we go.
And make no mistake about it. They are terrorists. They are as much a terrorist as those.
Now, you see Cynthia Sterling in the back? She couldn't believe what they said. Now, I know the black police officer in the back saying, what the hell did they just say?
And make no mistake about it, they are terrorists. They are as much a terrorist as those people in Iraq.
You see Cynthia Sterling bob her head in the back?
And make no mistake about it, they are terrorists. They are as much a terrorist as those people in Iraq that are blown up in.
All right. So that's what we're dealing with tonight. I'm trying to figure out how to work this silly stuff here, but I got a new phone and I'm trying to figure it out. All right. So anyway, here's my next statement to everyone. I want you to listen to something. I want you to listen to something. We know that Jerry Dyer is leading the mayor race, and we still have more thousands of votes to come in. We see Andrew Jan is in second place, and I'm in third place. Here's the question. Here's the question. The question is, and inbox me or put it on my Facebook, whatever you want to do. And like I said, Thursday night we're going to talk about this. But here's the question I want you to think about for Thursday. If Andrew Jan is a deputy district attorney who works for Smith Camp. Smith Camp is the head district attorney of Fresno County. Andrew Jans reports to her. Then why is Andrew Jan boss Smith Camp endorsing Dyer but not Andrew Jan, who works for her? Don't answer it right now. Don't answer it right now. I just want you to think about it. Why is Andrew Jan boss Smith Camp stood in a press conference with Jerry Dyer, but not supporting Andrew Jan, who works for her, but support Jerry Dyer? Think about that. Because Thursday night, this show is going to be off the chain. You hear me? It's going to be off the chain. All right, y'all. We're going to sign out right now. We thank y'all for tuning in. And we're just going to have fun with this here. And we're just going to do it moving. We're going to keep it moving. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all's support. Go and look and find out where police came from, originated from. Thursday night, we're going to talk about why. We're going to talk about the entire mayor race. We're going to talk about the different things that we've been through, the biases and all of that. And we're going to talk about why Andrew Jan Boss is supporting Jerry Dyer and not him. Some people tell me they ain't cahoots with one another. But we'll let you come up with your own thought process. Thank y'all. Love y'all. Y'all have a good night. We will see y'all tomorrow. I expect my questions to be answered. I gave you some homework. All right. Peace out.